3 weeks after its license was revoked. Clock ticking down on the termination of its federal funding. It appears the Woodland Behavioral and Nursing Center in Andover is looking to move toward a shutdown. More than 100 residents have already been moved out of the nursing home since a Superior Court named a receiver to take over full control of the facility. It was already losing population once before. People are checking out willingly and, well, otherwise, as we've come to learn over the last couple of years. State and federal officials say there's been no effort by its owners to forestall what appears to be the inevitable. There's been no applications to transfer Woodland's license by its owners, for example. Current census at the nursing home in Andover, 228 residents. That's quite a drop since there were 450 there in February. It's one of the, well, was one of the largest nursing homes in New Jersey. They're licensed for 543 beds. Advocates have been claiming that many residents have reportedly been given pretty much little notice, some being told the same day they were being moved out. Looking back in earlier court filings opposing the state takeover, lawyers for Woodland called New Jersey's actions, quote, an obscene overreach that ignored significant facts demonstrating the complete impropriety of the state's requests. Sure you remember, Woodland first came into the spotlight after the police discovered 17 bodies stored in, well, they call it a temporary morgue. It's basically a closet. That was Easter weekend back in April of 2020, of course, the height of the pandemic. U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services later fined Woodland $220,235 for violations related to that incident. And since then, a continued drumbeat over the failures of care of Woodland. They've been alleging abuse, neglect of residents, led to some call an unprecedented move last month to revoke its funding and state licenses, seek the protection of a receivership. Just a couple of examples. During a 1-2-week period from late December into January, not a single day went by when there were enough certified nurse aides on duty to care for the residents. At times, nursing home, according to reports and investigators, they operated with only half the staff required under the state mandates. According to the CMS at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, multiple serious infection control deficiencies at Woodland have wound up in resulting in 30 resident deaths. That's since October of 2021 due to COVID-19. Agency also cited failures to administer urgent medication to a resident that led to hospitalization and death of that resident. Going back to the lawyers with the nursing home, they've noted in court filings that the residents of Woodland have, their choice of words now, unique issues that are unlike those at other long-term care facilities in New Jersey. So basically, the Woodland lawyers are claiming for their clients, this is tough work. You're asking a lot of us here. Also wrote that caring for this unique population presents its own challenges above and beyond those that present themselves in more traditional long-term care facilities. Guess that's a roundabout way of saying, not our fault.